Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Plus or Minus podcast. We have a very special episode today because what is it, Natalie? What's going on?
This is our second anniversary episode.
Yes.
We are 2 years old. We're in our terrible twos. Rawr.
Oh, no. That's an interesting...
Rawr with a W, though.
Rawr with a W.
Rawr with a W.
Aren't all rawrs with W's?
No, oh. Isn't it like R-O-A-R?
You're so right. I was like,
isn't that just how you spell it?
Oh,
you're
my
so
God.
You're so into the meme game.
How embarrassing. Oh, no.
That's not embarrassing, Danielle.
Oh, man. All right. I don't know where how to come
so
back
this
from that.
Is, so what we realized a while ago is that every year our anniversary episode is also going to come after we did 25 episodes that year. Because we do one every 2 weeks. There's 26 two-week periods. So that leaves us with 25 and an anniversary episode every year. So we have exactly just finished 50 episodes, which was a great accomplishment. And now we have our two-year anniversary.
Look at us. We did it. And if you remember last time on our anniversary ep, we talked about like all of the fun stats around some stuff. And we'll get to that. But before that, I wanted to ask you, you know, Nat, like what was some of your favorites from the last... I was going to say 50. The last 25 episodes.
The last 25.
Whew. Yeah.
All right. I'm just looking at the list. Camp Rock is definitely up there.
Right.
Yeah, definitely Camp Rock. Go Figure, I really liked. Good movie. The fact that I don't even remember what that one is. Oh, yes, Genius. I didn't remember what it was for a moment. Not one of my favorites. No.
Agreed.
Princess Protection Program, Selena and Demi, gotta love.
It's like a
stepsister
duo.
From Planet Weird, definitely not. That was a weird one.
That was so weird.
It was so weird. And Under Wraps, the OG.
Yeah, I didn't include the new Under Wraps in any of this because it didn't feel appropriate.
Well, yeah, it didn't really have data. Also, Johnny Capahala back on board, definitely up there as well. # get Brandon Baker to 10K. He's still between 200 and 300 off. I checked today. He's at 97 something.
Oh my God. I know. I forgot that we were supposed to give an update on that. You said like most of my favorites as well, I think, which is a good gauge of how good these movies are.
I didn't say one of your favorites.
Obviously High School Musical 2. That's a given. The people know that. They just came fresh off that ep. But I think like out of all of them, Under Wraps for sure. Like, I think it's one that surprised me the most. I thought it was so funny. I was also going to say Camp Rock because I had never seen that one before and it was so good. And I was also going to say Johnny Capahala because we love Brandon Baker. I also loved like, you know, Cowbells and like Ally and AJ, and just there was a couple like weird ones too, like Pixel Perfect, still really weird to me.
Yeah, so weird.
So many classic sports ones. Gotta Kick It Up, Full Court Miracle, Going to the Mat. Classic.
Yeah, I'd say the weirdest two were probably Pixel Perfect and Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Yeah.
Also Proud Family movie was so good.
Cashew, how do?
Good times. So, we had some so good times.
There were some good eps in this past year. I love it. Love it. Also some good Math Bus. I feel like we should do like a deep dive on some more Math Bus too.
Oh, just man.
So much to look at, you know?
I would say we don't even have to look at the data. I can tell you our most done Math Bus involves minimum wage.
Yes.
Specifically in the year 2005.
$5.15.
Like, never forget.
No, it's impossible.
And then I would say another big one that we do a lot is like speed, something to do with speed.
Or like
money and speed. Those are two big ones.
Like GPE and PE, like potential energy and
yeah.
KE. There you go.
Yeah. Potential and kinetic energy. Those are two big ones.
Love it.
So if you recall, last time we did our anniversary episode, the only other time we did our anniversary episode, we looked at data in a couple different ways and analyzed. So we looked at the runtime in minutes. We looked at the Rotten Tomatoes audience score, and we looked at the year that the movie came out. And so I'm just going to do a refresher For the first category, runtime, and then for the first 25, and then Danielle will fill us in on what we learned with now all 50. Ooh. So if you recall, which you most likely don't, for the first 25 episodes, the minimum runtime was 77 minutes, and that was up, up, and away. And the maximum runtime was a three-way tie of 100 minutes, Cadet Kelly, Don't Look Under That in High School Musical, the OG. The average was 88.76 minutes, so just under an hour and a half, sweet spot for a movie. And the sum was 2,219 minutes, also known as approximately 37 hours of movie, which is very impressive for us for a year.
Time well spent, honestly. So yeah, we redid those stats, reran them with twice as much data, and I'll tell you what changed and what didn't. So the minimum runtime did change. We actually got a shorter movie by 1 minute. The minimum runtime now is 76 minutes, and that goes to The Jenny Project, which is shocking to me how short that movie was.
I mean, couldn't have assumed Jenny could work more than that. There's, you know, there's laws for chimpanzees.
That's true.
In film.
They had both child and animal actors. That was a big, big movie for them. And the maximum runtime comes in at a whopping 14 minutes more than our previous maximum. 114 minutes is the longest movie, which is just under 2 hours. And that is High School Musical 2, my favorite. That surprisingly did not change our average too much. Our average is 88.94 minutes, which is just like 0.2 away from our last average. So things actually stayed pretty consistent there, which is kind of cool to see. And obviously our total runtime almost doubled, because now we have 4,447 total minutes, which brings us to about 74 hours, which means we watched another 37 hours of movies this year.
You know what's crazy is it's almost exactly double. And even though we have one movie that's 14 minutes longer, so our max changed, but our min really didn't, when you look at our histograms, it actually makes sense, because we had more movies that were like 85 to 90 minutes, whereas in the first 25, we had more movies that were like 90 to 95 minutes. So it actually makes sense that even though the range increased, the average didn't really increase.
So crazy how that works. You could say the variance increased as well, but yeah, we love measures of center and how they ground us, you know, in the true meaning of this data.
One thing I have to say I do hate right now is that in our first 25 movies, the histogram gives exactly 5 minute intervals, and this one, I guess, did it. I don't know what it was based on, but it goes 75 to 80.71 to 86.43, so it went by 5.71 every time, approximately.
Look, I didn't try too hard with the Google Sheets. I just let it do its thing, and it
listen.
Did
we
something.
Were still able to interpret the data. We were still able to interpret the data.
That's what's most important.
All right, Danielle, we got to do the good old like we did last time from 25 to 50. What are the movies you wish were longer, and what are the movies you wish were shorter? Let's go through the list. Let's start with the movies we wish were longer. I wish High School, that's in the first 25. Ignore that. I wish Camp Rock was longer than 96 minutes.
Wow. That would be a long movie, but well worth it.
I wish Princess Protection Program was longer than 89 minutes.
I wish Halloween Town 2 was longer than 81 minutes.
Yes, that's pretty short.
Right?
Those are pretty much the only ones I really wish for longer. What do you wish was shorter?
I don't wish this was shorter, but it's still weird to me how long it was. The Proud Family movie was 95 minutes. It just, like, it was a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, long. I would say I only have two that I wish were shorter. Pixel Perfect didn't need 89 minutes of that. and not shockingly, Stepsister from Planet Weird didn't need 85 minutes of that. Now, so it's nothing like how I felt from the first 25. I don't think any of these could have been a 10-minute short, like Don't Look Under the Bed could have been, which was an hour and 40 minutes, and I'll never understand it. But if they were a few minutes shorter, I don't think we would have lost too much.
Agreed. Full agree on that.
All right, now to the Rotten Tomatoes scores. So as a refresher, for the first 25 movies, the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score was 30% at the Poof Point. And the highest was a tie at 76, Mocrossed and Brink, the average being 58.16 repeating.
And when we redid it for all 50 movies, that minimum actually stayed the same. There was not a lower rated movie than the Poof Point. It was still 30%. But our maximum did increase by quite a lot. It increased by 8 percentage points. And that new Rotten Tomatoes score of 84% went to True Confessions, which was, I did not know that movie was rated so highly, but I think we were shocked when we did this movie as well.
Yeah, we were. And I think what I talked about then is I like thought possibly the movie got such high rating because people didn't know how to react to the like main plot point of it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when I'm looking at it now, the next highest rated movie is 77%, and it's The Color of Friendship. And I could see how that in a similar way, people don't know how to react to the plot. Like when it's something that
very real.
Yeah, something that's real in some way, mm-hmm. and people don't know how to respond to it. They're rating it higher. I don't know. I mean, that's obviously not quantitative data in any way. and then next, I'm just looking at what are all the ones that are higher than our previous maximum of 76. And those are actually the only two.
Yeah, the only ones that beat it out. I don't even think anything was at 76 or anything like that.
No, there's only one at 75, and that's Camp Rock, and High School Musical 1 at 74.
And High School Musical 1 doesn't even count here.
No, it doesn't.
No.
So the only other one is Camp Rock, and that's only 75. That's 9 points below True Confessions. Dang.
Camp Rock deserved 100%.
And did our average change much? Did you say that already?
I did not say it, but it did increase. It didn't change by much. It went up by about a point and a half. The new average is 59.4%. So obviously that big bump from True Confessions probably helped. But yeah, if you look at the histogram, it seems like there are more movies that were rated higher in this half. Mm-hmm. It seems like we didn't have as much on the lower half there. So, but the average didn't move too much, just bumped up a little bit.
Right. And the interesting thing, though, is that we did have two. So when I'm looking at the first 25 and I'm looking at the column with the scores, there's a lot that start with four or five. Like it just overwhelmingly looks like fours and mostly fives. Mm-hmm. When I look at the second one, it's much more skewed. Like there's a lot of sevens, quite a lot of sevens, and also a lot of sixes. But there are also a lot more that are very low. Like there are a bunch actually in the 30s. So Twas the Night only got a 37. Mm.
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Yeah, Stepsister from Planet Weird only got a, what is it?
38.
A 38. And then there's a lot in the low 40s as well. Like Full Court Miracle only got 44. So, you know, it. Even though the average didn't change, the histogram looks very different.
So interesting.
It really is.
There's something about these Rotten Tomato like audience scores that just like don't make sense to me most of the time.
Absolutely not. So movies that I think should have scored higher, Twas the Night only got 37. I think Twas the Night definitely should have scored higher.
Yeah.
Johnny Capahala 67. I think that easily could have been a 70s movie. I loved it. Not the decade, you know.
Yes.
Go Figure 56. I think that could have been in the 60s. I think it was better than that.
Agreed.
And that's really the only ones.
Honestly,
movies.
Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, 51. I feel like it could have gone higher than that.
I think so too, actually. Yeah. And ones that should have gone lower, Pixel Perfect got a 61. I completely wholeheartedly disagree. I don't know how that could have possibly been almost double the score of Twas the Night, but here we are.
So true.
Oh, I also think Princess Protection Program deserved more than a 60.
Pretty low. Yeah, especially with like those. I think maybe that one was like because it was later, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It was 2007, right?
Yeah.
Do I remember that correctly? 2007, 2008. No, I think it's 2009. I think it's
2009, which we will get to actually quite soon.
Wow.
Shall we?
Shall we? Okay, year information. So when we did this for the first 25, our oldest movie was 1998, Brink, and our newest movie was 2007, Jump In.
Yes, and that changed on both ends. We got both older and newer movies. Our oldest movie that we covered in all of these now is Under Wraps, the very, very, very first DCOM, which came out in 1997, and is actually the only DCOM that came out in 1997. And like we just mentioned, our most recent movie was Princess Protection Program, which came out in 2009. That's the only one we've covered from that year. But we've increased our range by quite a bit this time around.
And I think that on our list of all DCOMs, we had to cut it at a certain point of like when we think the OGs were no longer the OGs. And mm-hmm. I believe we cut it at 2009. And I think I did that because I wanted Princess Protection Program included in it. Obviously there's DCOMs that come after that, but we were like, okay, what are the ones in our range?
Yes.
Also, one thing I want to point out now that we have all this information is Danielle made a pie chart of this data. And in the first 25, our most watched year was 1999 with 24% of our movies. But in our total, 1999 is only 14% of our movies. So we've really strayed from that most common year, and our most common year from all of the 50 now being the year 2000 at 16% of our movies.
Yeah, I love
meaning
that.
Eight of them.
It's really easy when there's 50 pieces of data. It's really nice.
So nice.
And there's just a couple of years that we only have like one movie from. I think that's just 2009, 2008, 1997. I think that's it. So I guess more.
Wait,
to come
no. 1998 is 4%. That's two movies.
Yes, sorry. I think I said 2009, 2008, and 1997. That's what I meant, at least.
Ah, okay. Sorry. You must have said that, and I just looked at something else.
That is all okay. Love to
wow, we really have a very nice range of years now.
Right? Like, we got a
little
bit of
everything. 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. No 2008. And 2009. What was happening in the year 2008?
We do have a 2008. I just said that.
Why am I missing this?
Natalie, Camp Rock came out in 2008.
Oh, Danielle, I'm sorry, because I keep going back to the page that I'm scrolling up to the original one.
Oh, you fool.
I'm such a fool.
Such an important movie from 2008.
So we have at least one movie every year from the year 1997 to 2009. I'm very proud of us.
We're spanning over a decade of movies. I love that for us.
All right, Danielle, now let's go through and list all the movies that you think should have been made sooner.
Which ones we could have actually waited on a little bit.
Oh my God. Johnny Capahala Back on Board, that sequel should have happened way, way earlier.
So true.
I don't know why they waited from 1999 to 2007. That's 8 years that we waited for nothing.
I mean, we waited for something. That was a great movie, worth the wait. But
like, we waited for no reason. I mean, like, why were we waiting for so long? What was Brandon Baker doing? Clearly not getting 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Clearly. Whereas like the other sequels that we covered, Cheetah Girls 2 only came out like 3 years later. High School Musical 2, that came out. I can't even find the first one. When did? Oh, 1 year later. No way it came out the next year.
Which two movies?
High School Musical and High School Musical 2, 2006, 2007,
yeah, I think
back to back.
Because it was so popular.
Crazy. I never realized.
I mean, here's another one. Horse Sense 1999, Jumping Ship 2001. That makes a lot of sense to me.
True. And you wouldn't know they were sequels unless you know, you know?
You wouldn't know. The girls that get it,
get it.
And the girls that don't.
We're those girls.
We're those girls that get it.
Some last stuff for us to look at. If you remember last time, we did some silly correlations to see if there was any trends we could find in this data. I think long story short, there like really wasn't that much, but I wanted to see how they would change once we added more data. So one of the correlations that we looked at was the Rotten Tomatoes score from the audience versus the runtime or how long those movies were. The first time around, we had this like slightly positive correlation with an R squared of 0.151. So really not great, like not too strong of a correlation. And then we added all of the other data, the other 25 pieces of data. And Natalie, what happened to that correlation?
It got cut in half.
It got worse.
It actually almost got exactly cut in half. It went from 0.151 to 0.077. So you can't get closer to no correlation, basically.
Not good. Also, there's like such an outlier in the data when you look at the scatter plot, which is High School Musical 2, because of its long ass runtime. It's just so silly looking.
Here's the thing, though. That outlier lies almost exactly on the line of best fit.
True. That is true.
So like maybe High School Musical 2 is here for something.
Oh, it's here for something. It's here to be the best movie of all time, Natalie.
Obviously.
And then the other correlation that we looked at was if the year that the movie came out affected the Rotten Tomatoes score. Similar to the conversation we were just having the first time around, oh wow, there was an even worse correlation than we were just talking about. This one had an R squared of 0.002. Not good at all.
And it was a slightly negative slope line of best fit, meaning on average, barely. But as the year increased, the Rotten Tomato score decreased.
True. Whereas now?
We have a whopping R squared of 0.047. So great correlation. But it is a positive slope line of best fit, meaning as the year goes on, the audience scores got better. So clearly, if as we added 25 more movies from an array of years, if it went from negative slope to a positive slope and still an equally bad R squared value, you can say that we learned absolutely nothing about Rotten Tomatoes score versus year.
Absolutely nothing. There's nothing of importance to say here except that there's just no relation. Can't claim it.
Absolutely not.
And that's all of the stats that we have for you today.
I would say this was equally as fun as it was last time, although it was significantly harder now to like look through a list of 50 movies and try to find one than a list of 25. I don't know how we could have fixed that. Like, I don't, maybe putting them in alphabetical order or something. I'm not really sure. But there was probably a lot of dead time because we were scrolling looking for a specific movie. And I'm like quickly trying to hit like control F to find the one that I'm looking for. Didn't work that well.
Just wait till we have 150 movies next time, Natalie.
Oh my gosh. Wait, Danielle, what? That's 150.
Oh no.
We're going to have 75. After 6 years.
What?
Danielle,
what math was I doing?
I have absolutely no idea, but I think you're referring to the year 2026. So we'll see you back then.
I don't know what, it's only Wednesday. Also, like I can't even, like usually we're in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm not awake yet. It's like, it's 7 p.m. I don't know where my head's at.
Listen, you just need like a nice relaxed evening, okay?
I do.
Watch some Cheer.
Oh, I do. I have not watched the second season yet. I'm so excited. You're right. I should do that.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't watch this season of The Bachelor. I'm not watching it.
I unfortunately am, simply so I can keep up with my Bachelor podcasts. That's the only reason.
So like I said to you, at the end of the season, I'm going to speed watch so I can get to know the girls, so I know what's going on in Paradise. I will say, though, quite hilarious, I only watched the first two episodes of Cheer so far. And in the second episode, maybe I watched the first three. And in the third, they are watching The Bachelor in it. Like they're watching it on their laptop. And it's Peter's season.
I saw that like on TikTok somewhere. I also recently myself, I just rewatched the first season of Euphoria because the second season just came out. And
I will not be watching that.
I love Euphoria. But they watch Bachelor in Paradise in Euphoria and you get Canadian Daniel for like a hot second on the screen, which I like forgot that happened. I also thought that was silly. Bachelor's
everywhere.
One
of my
folks.
Students asked me last week if I watched Euphoria season one, and I said I did. And I said it depressed me greatly, which it did. Mm-hmm. And then he said, will you be watching season two? And I said, no, I will not be watching that. And he thought it was hilarious, but I was completely serious. I wasn't trying to be funny. Season one depressed me. Therefore, I will not be watching season two. It's an if then. If it depresses me, then I will not watch season two. And that's just how it goes.
I feel like I work the exact opposite. I'm like, if it will depress me, I will watch it twice.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oops. Oh, well. Folks, this podcast is not about The Bachelor or Euphoria, but we get
But it could sometimes. Be if you want it to be.
It could be. Maybe next year we'll sprinkle some of that in.
That'll get us to 150 episodes real quick.
You're right. You're
correct. Start adding more shows in.
Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast for another year, or if you've just joined us, welcome. We have fun watching these DCOMs every week or so and getting to relive them and talk about them and do some fun math with it. So we hope you stick around, and thank you for that.
And listen, if you enjoy us, just know, based on Danielle, we will now be here at least until the year 2026 with new episodes. So, like, you know, you got us for the long haul.
I don't even know if there's actually that many DCOMs. Like, we actually might reach our limit then.
We may. But listen, folks, you know where to find us.
You can follow us on Instagram at Disney Plus or Minus, all spelled out. You can follow us on Twitter at Disney Plus or _. You can go to anchor.fm/Disney Plus or Minus to leave us a voice memo. You can rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.